And we couldn't let this festive season pass without hearing from storyteller Kevin Kling.
The best holiday stories are like a good wine, in that they grow out of stress, and like a fine wine, they get better with age. In my family, a single phrase opens a story like a door to a cross between an advent calendar and a haunted house, each portal harboring a ghost of Christmas past. There was the year of the salad dressing, when my sister's new husband, eager to make a good impression on our family, leapt up at the Christmas dinner table to dress the salad. Unfortunately, he hadn't checked to see if the cap was on the bottle, so as he smiled and shook the bottle, the family looked on with horror as Italian salad dressing flew over his shoulder and all over the new curtains. The year of the peaches happened decades before my birth. During Prohibition, my grandfather had made some of his famous homebrew and left it to ferment in the cellar. During Christmas dinner, while the preacher sat at the table, some of the bottles began to explode. Everybody knew the sound and what it was, but my grandfather, without batting an eye, looked at my grandmother and said, "There go your peaches, honey," a catchphrase in our family ever since. My first memory is the year of the TV dinner. As kids, when we went to the grocery store, my brother and I usually sat in the car while my mom shopped. She'd crack a window and we were fine. Actually, I enjoyed hours of enforced boredom, sitting in the car, staring out the window, looking at the car next to us with a kid looking at me. But this year was a huge shop, and it was 10 degrees out, so we got to go in, pleading the whole time to go down the cereal aisle for Lucky Charms. As Mom loaded up the shopping cart, we hung off the opposite side, stretching out our arms and singing the Hawaii Five-O theme song. Suddenly, I got a terrific idea for a science project. If I jumped off, would my brother's weight be sufficient to topple the cart? Well, the answer was yes, quite sufficient. He lay in the aisle under a metal cart and all the fixings, screaming in pain. My mom said, "No, Stephen, no, no, look, look, you're fine, and your turkey is fine, see?" "My turkey?" "Yes, yes, your turkey, see here?" He carried the frozen turkey the rest of the way to the checkout counter, hiccup crying, "My turkey." 2 weeks later, when the time came to thaw the turkey, it was nowhere to be found. Who would have taken the turkey? Turns out my brother had. He'd figured if somebody broke in the house for his turkey, the freezer was the first place they'd look, so he'd kept it under his bed. Now all of a sudden that smell made sense. Also the fact that every night for the past 2 weeks, I noticed he slept with a loaded bow and arrow in his bed. I kept thinking any of those nights my dad could have popped in to check on us only to be plugged by my brother. So that was the year we ate TV dinners. Finally, last year was the year of the dog. Now, we have this dachshund named Fafner, and dachshunds were bred to hunt badgers, which are known to be fierce. At first, I felt sorry for the little dachshunds until I owned one. Now I pity the badger. Last Christmas, I brought Fafner to our family gathering, and there was food on the dining room table, so I warned everyone to watch out. At home, we call him a counter-terrorist. Suddenly, Fafner made his move. Quick as a flash, he was on the table, right to the bowl of my sister-in-law's famous oatmeal cookies. Fafner quickly deduced if he started eating cookies, he may get one or two down before I collared him. So with his face, he smashed all the cookies to tiny bits, then inhaled the entire supply. It took only seconds, but was so violent and swift, nobody had moved. Nobody spoke of the incident the rest of the day, and I was ashamed. Fafner seemed pleased. I mean, it couldn't have gone better. The next day, as more family arrived, my brother turned to a cousin, pointed at Fafner, and said, "You see that dog? You couldn't believe what that dog can do." Then he recounted this story with a pride reserved for an honor student. The rest of my family joined in, adding color and details. They patted him like, "See, and I can touch him." Overnight, Fafner had achieved legendary status and a story that would be recounted time and again. And I was reminded how love thrives in audacity. It's why so many girls in high school fell for the wrong guy. It's also why a good holiday needs a bit of tragedy. This week, I'm visiting my family, and I know something will happen. Oh, yes, it will happen. But until then, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday.
Kevin Kling collects and tells his family stories in Minnesota.